Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here to talk about a big celebration coming up Sunday, Karen Curry. How are you, Karen?
Very good, thank you.
Glad to have you on the show. Quite an honor, the big event Sunday, the sesquicentennial for the Curry Farm.
Exactly. For those of you who don't know, that's 150 years. And a lot of people can't say that. Like my husband, Mark, he has a problem saying sesquicentennial.
Yeah.
So we've cut it down to just the sesqui celebration.
Oh, very nice. Or the 150th celebration, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about that 150 years. You know, obviously 150 years all under the Curry Farm name. So that's an amazing accomplishment. How did it all get started, Karen?
From what we can gather, Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas, Isaiah, and John bought property from Cornelius Knight back in the 1860s. We have various dates, so we're not quite sure. We think they bought multiple properties.
Gotcha. But it was in 1868, everything really got started in that year then?
Or we have dates that go back to 64, 65, 68, 69, so we're not really sure, and there's really nobody to ask.
Yeah, that's probably true. But you're going to make this year, though, the sesquicentennial year.
Yeah, that is what is on our farm sign. It said Curry Farms, you know, since 1868, so we're going to roll with that.
All right, and from the 1860s on, you guys have been farming the same piece of property for the most part. I would imagine there's been additions and some other things to it over the course of the century and a half.
There were different plots that were bought, but the 550 acres seems to be what we're on and what we have been farming.
So. All right. Is there anything on the farm that's 150 years old? You know, is there any original building still on the farm?
You know, I really don't know.
Okay.
Mark does have a story about one of our buildings that his grandfather had told him that it came over in the snow with horses.
Oh, okay.
And they, you know, snowed it down the road or whatever.
Gotcha.
So,
all right.
I'm not sure of the date. You know, that was, you know, a grandpa story. So.
All right. Well, in honor of 150th celebration, you guys are opening your doors on Sunday to a free event, right?
We are. This is all free.
Yeah.
We got a lot of agriculture sponsors to help us with this event. They were just super excited, you know, to know of a farm that's been 150 years old, fifth generation, you know, six generations out there, and they're young. So,
yeah, I love that. So what's going to be happening on Sunday for the event? What time does it get started? How does it work? What can people come out and see?
We're going to let you in at 12.
Okay.
We're going to work out some parking and stuff. It all depends on how the weather flows this week, how much rain we get.
Right.
So we got to work on that this week. You're going to come in at 12. There's going to be various points to see. There's going to be like the maternity barn, the calf barn, the feed bunks out back. There'll be the manure pit, the dry cow barn, the milking parlor. There'll be information on, you know, what each building is, what it does, the benefits of the building. And then you are welcome to food anytime during 12 to 4. The tickets are out in town. They're at Ginrich's and the Lodge restaurant.
And it's free.
It's free. This is all free. You do not have to pay for this. Like I said, our egg sponsors.
Yeah.
We're very welcoming with this.
So the tickets are just so you get a head count so you know how much food you're going to need on a Sunday afternoon.
Correct, Alan.
All right. So where do they go to get their tickets for this if they want to pick up food tickets for the event?
I have some set out at Ginrich's. Talk to Aaron or Diane there. And I have some at the Lodge. I figured you could pick up a pizza, pick up your tickets, talk to Julie Allman over there.
Okay. All right. So if they don't get food tickets, though, as you mentioned, if they don't come to eat, they can still come on out and tour the farm.
Yep. The only reason you would have a ticket would be for the food tent.
Right.
And if I don't have all the tickets gone, I will have some available that day on the farm. Just keep in mind, you may or may not have food if you don't have a food ticket. So,
gotcha.
But you are welcome to come out and enjoy the curries. We got a lot of curries from out of town coming in and just, you know, chat with them. And
all right. Now, the last question is, where is this taking place? Where is this Curry Farm that everybody needs to come out to see?
This is at pretty much Lorenz and M55.
Okay.
You'll see a blue parlor building. There's the blue dry cow barn that was built last year. We'll have a big tent. The tent is coming like Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's going to start looking more party-like this week.
Awesome. All right. Very good. The Curry Farm celebrating their sesquicentennial, and everyone's welcome to come on out Sunday between noon and 4, right?
Correct. Noon and 4.
Tour and free food and free tours and children's activities and so much more. And again, at M55 and Lorenz Road. And Karen Curry, first off, congratulations on 150 years, and thanks for joining us for Sunrise Side.
Thank you very much.